a little bit of unfinished business. The name of that place in Lexington is Herc's, H-E-R-K. Once again, got a listener who was on top of that.
That's right.
Eats there regularly.
And,
it's
by the feed store, you said,
it is,
right?
Yeah. Herc's.
Herc's in
right
Lexington.
There. Yep, absolutely. Pretty
because
when,
during the daytime, I don't do that road during the nighttime. It's a little dicey.
I got you.
But during the daytime, if I'm going to Austin, that's the shortcut I take right
helps.
There.
Helps, yeah. It helps you a little bit. If you're going to the north side or
central.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Rodney King, remember him? Remember mm-hmm. Rodney King? Rodney right. King and Cynthia Kelly, better known as juror number 5 from the civil case that he brought against the city of Los Angeles, are going to get married.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Love in the courtroom.
I don't know. I guess he's cutting his eyes over there during testimony. You know, she's maybe, you know, primping a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's going, we'll get this guy some money and I'll just,
I'll be
judgmental. That's terrible. Rodney told the New York Daily News that he and Cynthia first felt that romantic spark back in 1994 when they met at a Newport Beach pizzeria the day after the jury awarded him $4 million.
That'll go a long way.
I'm just saying, would Cynthia give this guy the time of day before then? I'm just asking. I'm just rolling it out there. I don't know. Maybe they were enamored with one another before.
That might get her out of future jury service. You
reckon she stalked him for a day to find out where he was going then over at Newport Beach? Yeah. Anyway, Cynthia told Radar Online that the other jurors didn't want to give Rodney any money, but she pushed for millions.
Jeez, Rodney, don't you think that's going to be lorded over your head at the first fight?
Anyway, Rodney told KNBC-TV through a friend that he isn't planning to go on camera to speak publicly about his engagement until he can work out some details, like set a date for the wedding.
Yeah, and finish reading that prenup.
I was going to say, get that prenup thing going. All right. U.S. Postal Service has apologized for a Florida post office manager who baked a cake looking like poop for employees due to a poor performance score.
Mm-hmm.
The cake, which WZVN in Naples said did not contain, but was made to look like it was, was made for the Cape Coral post office manager to represent the poopy day that they had as a result of receiving a low score by a mystery shopper sent to score the performance of the office.
Well, here's a thought. Okay. Don't suck at your job.
but the union rep said, I thought it was appalling. It was degrading to the employees, and I just can't believe it.
And you're right.
The very idea that they should have to do their job is just beyond the pale. 8:15, Will's here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you today?
Good.
Once again, you never know what you're going to follow here.
That's right.
It's
tough
always
act
fun
to follow.
Hey, it's always fun. Anyway, so what's going on at the library?
You know, tonight we got our next movie in the classic film series. It's Fancy Pants. And it starts at 7 p.m. As always, come a little early for some free refreshments, popcorn, beverages, and the like. And totally free event, so come on out.
No commercials, right? They're free of commercial interruption?
Yeah. That's right, no commercials.
That's a good thing. Okay. What else? Well, because we did a story yesterday about how you go to the movie theater, and you got to see trailers and commercials and all that. Not so there. Yeah.
That's right, no commercials.
Yeah.
Also, coming up on the 25th, we have a health fair. This is part of our upcoming exhibit, the Red Dress Collection. And the health fair is in conjunction with KBTX and the Health Science Center, our partners with the exhibit. And it's totally free. We'll be having some well child checks, immunizations, flu season prep. And each hour, there will also be some mini lectures. So that's the 25th on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. out at the library.
Yeah, that's good. And again, that's a public service for folks who may not have other places to do it. Makes it convenient. Want some more information on all this? Then you got a website for them?
That's right, bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Okay, Fancy Pants tonight, and you can see the schedule for future movies there too, right?
That's right. Right,
thanks. We'll visit with the folks at the museum on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also, Alan's here this morning on a busy morning. What's going on in the city?
Good morning. Okay, I'm going to look into the future a little bit.
Oh, good. Okay. Lottery numbers for later this week?
No, not that exciting.
Oh, okay. All right.
A little step below that. We've got a big national night out kickoff event. Of course, National Night Out, I've talked about that a couple weeks ago. That's October 5th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big neighborhood block parties. Well, this is the kickoff event at the Bryan Target, September 25th. It's going to run from about 10 to 1, right there in the middle of the day. Bryan Target, Bryan Police, College Station Police, Sheriff's Office, UPD, they're all going to be out there. They're going to have a lot of events, especially important as you can sign up your block party right there at the Bryan Target. The Brazos Valley Bombers and the Bombshells will be out there.
Okay.
We're going to have kids fingerprinting. You know, that's an important thing to have your child's fingerprints on record with these police departments.
Right.
We're going to have canine demos. I understand there's going to be free food.
Hey, there you go.
From what I hear, the Bryan PD is supplying it, and the Bryan Fire Department is cooking it.
Oh, outstanding.
And the fire department's going to be out there because they heard the PD was having this big event, and they're like, don't leave us out.
All right, there you go.
And they're having a little safety event. They're going to have a smokehouse, possibly, and they're also going to have some demonstrations from some of their dogs who go in and sniff out from the state marshal's office. And then the first Friday in October is going to be a big one. We heard about the Bush Library, their Red Dress event.
Yes.
They're working with us the first Friday, as well as the HSC. They're going to have a big pink and red zone at the Sale Park, right there at the entry to downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all about women's health, breast cancer awareness, as well as heart disease awareness. And then also October 1st Friday is going to be Green First Friday. So it's going to be red, pink, and green. It's going to be very colorful downtown.
It will be, okay. Yeah.
Green First Friday will be right there in the Palace Theater area. I understand there's going to be a band. And, of course, the green giveaways that the city always does.
Sure. And First Friday is just spectacular. I can't say enough great about it. It's just a wonderful thing.
It is a good time. And this is, you know, when you've got extra things going on down there, it's going to be really busy. So come early, get your parking space.
Yeah, there you go.
And walk on down. Last thing I wanted to mention is our wastewater department is into a little competition. And we're very competitive in the city of Bryan, so we want to help them out. It's a fan vote. What they did is they're trying to get this extra money. It's free money that this company is giving away to get wastewater testing equipment.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting.
That is.
Basically, they can get up to $20,000 in products if they win this fan favorite award. There's 12 finalists on this website. If they're selected as the number one, they get the $20,000. Right now, I think we're in third place.
Okay.
So we're several votes behind.
Is this a nationwide contest?
It is. It's a nationwide, all right. Correct.
Okay.
So we submitted a video, kind of humorous video. You can watch the video on the website, and you can vote up to 10 times.
Okay.
So a lot of us at the city have been voting away, trying to help them. The website address is promos.hawk. The company is H-A-C-H, pronounced Hawk. promos.hawk.com/big picture.
Okay.
Log on there. You'll see the city of Bryan. Just vote away, please.
Okay. Do you have a link there on the city website?
Correct. Yeah, we've got a little release that we got out, so you can go to the city website and click on that.
Okay. Now, when they go to the city website, what tab do they need to click?
It should be right there in the center of the page.
Right. Okay.
We have a little rotating deal. If it's not there, it'll be there by the end of the day for sure.
And again, if this company's giving this stuff away to a city, why not, huh?
It only benefits, you know, the residents. This is a wastewater treatment stuff where they send out wastewater into our creeks and stuff that's safe.
Mm-hmm.
And this testing equipment makes sure that water's safe, so it only helps them.
There you go. Okay, and that's the website again is?
BryanTX.gov.
Very good. All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Visit the folks from the city of Bryan on Thursdays, too, on WTAW.